This is a young man named Alone Near.
They said, well, let's look at all these other types of disabilities you might have. Different doctors asked, we think you might be bipolar, you might be dyslexic, everything. I was not characterized into one grouping. Not that I like to label myself, I like to look at others being labeled. I was just outside of right field, so to speak, that doctors couldn't tell what I had. Most people can't tell what I have.
Alone is now 35 years old, and he was diagnosed with high-functioning autism 9 years ago. Alone started acting with the group Theater for All a year ago. Theater for All is a performance group for people with a wide range of disabilities. Full disclosure, I am an instructor and director for the group alongside Kim Henry. Alone joined the group because he's interested in performing, and particularly performing comedy, which is surprising since comedy can be brutal to the self-esteem.
I think my problem is I struggle with self-esteem, and part of that is the anxiety. So when I talk to others, I think, wow, I see all these people. Everybody seems so much smarter than me. I want to do as much as I can to kind of work up to their level, and I do as much as I can. So, and that's why I always need feedback from others to say, am I doing all right? I need people to tell me, keep up the good work. I need that reinforcement. What's neat about acting in stand-up comedy is I like it because then I can be someone else. I don't feel I'm entirely myself, even when stand-up, when it's still kind of you, but you're acting. So if you can do stand-up, you know you'll be able to act in other elements, in other venues, in other mediums. So yeah, no, I'm very aware that some of the jokes may not go over well. I'm okay with that. I have backup zingers, so if I need to say, if it's like Johnny Carson, you know, a lot of jokes he didn't laugh at, but he had something ready to say, and then he was right on target again. So,
it reminds me of a person who, let's say that if I had an injury to my left arm, and then I would exercise that arm way more than my right arm, and that injured arm might actually end up being the strongest part of my body.
That's a perfect metaphor to explain what I am going through. Yeah.
Alone is performing tonight with Theater for All in a show called A Winter's Journey.
I am playing many different parts, but I am playing one of the main characters. Me and one other character go on a journey to find something that we've lost or have not seen. The whole motif is just for us to find snow. We make stops along the way to meet people. Scene after scene, it slowly leads up to finding snow.
And what's your favorite part in the show that you do?
I guess it's to take off of Jimmy Fallon. There's a sketch called Ew, where Jimmy Fallon, who always does this somewhat regularly, not as much anymore, hosts a TV show where he's kind of like a middle school girl who always brings on a friend or two, and everything disgusts them because they're about 12, 13. No, only a few things are cool to them, so everything is disgusting, and they always shout out emphatic ews to whatever disgusts them.
That was Alone Near. He's performing tonight in A Winter's Journey, which includes that Jimmy Fallon sketch. The show is at 7 o'clock at Theater Now tonight. Visit whqr.org for details and to hear Alone's interesting description of what autism feels like to him.